Airtime Podcast, episode 11. Leo, how is your evening?
It is wonderful. Thank you, Arlen. How is yours?
We're doing well. We had a big day in Greece today over at the Duotone Center in Mykonos, and we had a couple of pretty big name kiters. We had Aaron Hadlow, we had Andrea Principi, we had Lorenzo Cassati. Biggest jump of the day was Andrea. He cracked 30 meters. Aaron and Lorenzo were right behind him. I think they were both in around 25. Yeah, the buzz on the beach was, who's ready for Woo Worlds?
Well, I guess there's already two members of the former last year's winner team, right? Team X-Hite, Lorenzo and Andrea. Yeah,
exactly. So the Cassati team, which is team world champs, Italian world champs. If you go to the leaderboards on Woo Worlds, leaderboards.wooworlds.com, you can see actually what the teams are for this year's event. So if you click on one of the team disciplines, you can see which teams have registered, and then you can see who's on each team. So we're closely monitoring this. You'll notice that SpaceX has an absolutely stacked team, calling in the Chipmunks. Solid team. But yeah, as of today, Italian world champs are back together. Now, I did hear rumbling that Colin is trying to recruit the entire team onto his team, but I don't think he's closed the deal yet. So as of right now, Italy world champs, they're back together.
Wow. So it's, and we got how many days left? It's the 11th and closes on the 14th, right? So we're kind of getting up against that trade deadline or transfer window end that we know from, you know, baseball, soccer, and all that.
There have started to be some bets being placed on this year's Woo Worlds. Not only will there be prize money involved, but we're hearing bets of getting tattoos if you lose. We're hearing bets of changing your Instagram name to the opposing team's name if you lose. So
it's getting serious, huh?
Yeah. So we'll see what kind of gets, you know, in contract when we start, but yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
Wow. I guess, yeah, I saw some Instagram stories of like basically a naked leg and saying, hey, here's the room for the tattoo. I'm getting stitched. Wow. Let's go under the needle and get some ink. Wow. Well, I mean, you know, you raise the bets. I'm all for it.
Yeah. No, the prizes this year are solid. We've got six different, is that right? Six different kite sponsors. Yeah, with Slingshot, now we're at six different kite sponsors. We just started our second brand challenge today. So if you are following us on Instagram, you'll see that there is a challenge this week hosted by Elevate. If you're a team captain, we're doing a challenge for you to introduce your team as a video, as a photo, whatever you prefer. And the most creative introduction will win a full setup from Elevate. Yeah, we've got over 250 teams registered right now.
Wow.
I'm sure they all have some story behind their name. What's the glue that brings your team together? So put together a little video. Could do a little team Zoom call. You could do a photo shoot at the beach. Whatever you have time for this week. And yeah, you might walk away with either an RS or an XS from Elevate, plus a bar and a board. Not bad.
So Arlen, I'm just waiting for the call from the Boston Boosters for both you and I to jump on a plane and fly back to the S, right? Because I just checked the website and I saw you're on my team.
Yep.
Welcome and glad to have you there.
the Boosters are, that's where it all started for me. I learned to kite in Boston, watching Leo jump at Pleasure Bay. These guys were the guys that rescued me when I got blown downwind. And, you know, taught me the basics. So got to stay true to that team.
Exactly. Narlan, I imagine there are probably at least half of the listeners right now on the call and saying, stop all the talk about, you know, teams and worlds and Italy champion teams and whatever. Where's my 4.0, right?
True. The 4.0 has arrived for a lot of folks. You know, in the US, they were first. We got some orders into the UK, into the EU.
We're now at a stage where another shipment is coming in this week. We've gone through the nightmare with customs and everything last week. Actually, I was about to call you Monday night for an emergency episode because finally we learned that customs released everything. So I almost rang myself out of bed because you were in the aspect then. So it would have been afternoon for you. But now another shipment is coming in this week. That should clear out all direct orders, and certainly by next week when another big shipment is coming in. The frustrating thing for us is there's some people that write us like, hey, you know, I've seen other people already have their 4.0. Why don't I have it? Everything goes in order. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I don't know if we've talked about this often, but like the order volume by far exceeded our expectation and what we kind of had budgeted for. So we weren't able to knock it all out with the first shipment. Mm-hmm. It required a variety of shipments and an ongoing production for a couple of weeks for us to fulfill all demand. But I think by next week, we're going to be caught up with everything and anything.
Right.
And that's the time where a company can shift again from, let's just hustle to get product out, to be in a position to say, hey, we got product, and go back into the regular, you know, mode of being a company that sells a product and stocks warehouses and everything. So
yeah,
busy times, exciting times. But again, by next week, I think pretty much everyone should either have the product in their hands or know very well that it can only be a matter of days. And then, let the 4.0 games begin, I guess, right?
Just in time. Here we go.
Just in time, yep.
A couple days from now, kicking off Woo Worlds. We're going to be right into Team Max Height. We're going to be, what's our first endurance discipline as a team? Is it total height starts on the 16th?
Wow. Speaking of endurance disciplines, one sad news that we got recently is that Timo Martin, you know, mm-hmm. last year's winner and arguably a top favorite for many of the categories this year, both individual and team, is out with not really an injury, but an illness. Mm-hmm. It's kind of heartbreaking. He had to have an emergency surgery, and it's really tough to watch. But he's in good spirits, is obviously cheering on his teams.
Well,
Guardians of the Galaxy. So, and I think the team will pull together and will make up for his absence. But yeah, got it to see that. Obviously, best wishes to Timo. Yeah, Woo Worlds will be different without him for sure. Yeah, it's just something that came to mind as you started talking about these endurance disciplines, right?
Well, yeah.
If you talk kiteboarding endurance, there's one name that comes to mind, and it'd be Timo.
Right. We had Timo involved the last few weeks to help us just verify some stuff on Woo, and he was the man when it came to high volume testing. So I'm sure he will be back on the water shortly.
For sure, yeah. No, he's made of steel, so he'll be right back. That's for sure.
Well, as we look into the first weekend of Woo Worlds, I don't know. We haven't talked about if we want to record this podcast more frequently now that we're into the highlight of our year here, but the forecast is pointing to Greece right now as one of the places that's going to have a hot start.
Well, there's some stuff going through Northern Europe. UK may be getting some luck, particularly if you think about the endurance discipline, team total height, right? Estonia, the Baltics, are getting some win. And, you know, quite a group of the Elevate team is located there. So I think there'll be some movement. It's not yet the storm that we're all kind of looking for to, you know, settle things in with the big air disciplines, really the max height disciplines. But I think there is some motion and enough to certainly keep us busy. And as you mentioned, Arlen, I think if we try to cram all of that into one call per week, we may as well make it a 3-hour call. So we're probably going to have to break it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you make of this this offshore wind in the Netherlands coming in Sunday, Monday? Is that a common forecast?
It's not common, though. Anything offshore, you know, jet stream is usually west to east.
Yeah.
So anything offshore is very unusual. But there are spots where you can make this work. And if you're dedicated and into, you know, some of the disciplines that particularly require an accumulation of stats, then that would certainly be a day that you would drive and find a spot to make it work. Hmm. It's not going to be, you know, record-breaking winds in terms of max height, but it is a good kiteable wind, at least as it stands of now. Of course, we're a week out and a lot can happen up until then. I've learned this the hard way many, many times.
Yeah.
But it will be interesting to see what happens as we get closer.
I'm actually looking at one hurricane right now in the Atlantic that looks awfully similar to last year. I remember last year we started with a hurricane that hit, you know, the eastern seaboard for the opening weekend. And here we are, September 16th, and there's a massive hurricane going right into Maine and Nova Scotia. So
Well, and it's even Martha's Vineyard, Cape Cod.
True.
Boston Boosters, Boston right? Boosters. At least the European forecast has it hitting that for Saturday, Sunday. So, and very often, or I shouldn't say very often, but sometimes these storms make it all the way across the Atlantic, over Nova Scotia, south of Greenland, Iceland, and then drop down into Europe. Hmm. So hopefully 2 weeks later, you know, the same kind of system will deliver the goods in Europe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Any other updates on the app or the 3.0?
There's a new app update. It's a smaller maintenance kind of thing, a couple of small bugs that we found, 4.0.3. It's out for iOS. It will go out for Android fairly soon. There will be also two small firmware updates, one for 3.0, one for 4.0. They're not yet scheduled, but they're, I'd say, mostly cosmetic of nature. 4.0 changes some of the LED behavior a little bit. And 3.0 is what we mentioned with the last kind of checks and balance systems that we implemented for 3.0. Nastiest and peskiest bug of all time, but they're all minor things, so everything is kind of good to go. Nothing major is required, needed, or expected to be going forward, so yeah, we're good to roll.
This podcast just got more interesting.
It's got hijacked. A far more experienced podcaster. It's all right, audience, you've got a firm hand at the tiller now. So what an honor it is to be back on Kiteboarding's second best podcast. Wow.
I mean, if we're by now already the second best podcast, Arlen, we've made it very far in like 11 episodes, right?
It is nice listening to you two wittering, but I do quite enjoy it. So the only reason I've knocked on the door and come in is because today was quite a funny scene. Picture this. We're in Mykonos, Greece, as Arlen, I'm sure, has already said. But anyway, for those of you who haven't really been listening because it was so boring earlier, it's genuinely 50 knots on the beach. And Andrea Principi's just done a triple contra board off, and the levels of adrenaline and testosterone are so high that you shouldn't really go within 5 meters of him. But he runs over to Arlen, and Arlen basically goes, Andrea's eyes are just bulging at this point. And he's like, give me 4.0, bro. I jumped 35 meters. I break world record. I was like, okay. So then Arlen has to apply the woo mount as the board is basically being sandblasted, and Arlen gets the little alcohol swab and tries to clear a little space on the board. And it's just the most futile operation you've ever seen. It's like completely coated. But then the mount went on, the Woo Point 4.0 went on, the watch went on, and off he went. I don't think he got 35 though. What did he get?
30.0. Yeah. He was fair enough.
He was.
Yeah. He's the 35th person to break 30 meters in Woo.
I thought there would have been more than that. Mm. I was quite surprised by that when you said. There you go. Turns out it is quite hard to go 30 meters.
And when we saw it today, I mean, it's got to be a pretty special day to jump 30 meters.
Yeah, like I put it in perspective, didn't it? It was 50 knots today and only Andrea.
Did you talk to Aaron when he came off the water?
Yeah, he said it was like war.
Yeah. He's like, at one point I thought I was going to die. This is Aaron Hatlow.
Yeah, and amazing to see them all woosting as well.
Right.
Which... even Lorenzo, when it was a little bit less windy on an 8 later in the day, was going for it, I think, after all this chat earlier.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Right. Anyway, that's my sorry to butt in. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Arlen.
All right. See you soon, Leo.
See you soon, Arlen. Thank you.